This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Police say a 29-year-old Racine man fired up to 18 shots at an Uber car's driver, then called the cops himself. Christian Cooley was arrested after the confession and said he thought he was in danger after a verbal argument last Thursday in Racine. No one was hurt, but the car was riddled with bullet holes. Cooley faces charges of reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct. The Brewers lost in Chicago, blowing a two-game lead as the series is now tied 2-2. Tomorrow's Game 5 in Milwaukee starts at 7:08 p.m. The winner will advance to face the Dodgers in the NLCS. A state memo claims Racine County's budget jumped nearly 19%, but local officials say it's closer to 2.4% a year. County Executive Ralph Malicki calls the memo misleading, saying it misrepresents revenues and causes distrust. First District Congressman Brian Stile is holding a telephone town hall today to talk about the shutdown. People can register on his website or call his Janesville office. Registration is open for Tex Reynolds' Toys for Tots program. The Racine tradition provides Christmas gifts for local kids. Families can sign up at the Racine City Hall Annex on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 to 11. There is a special sign-up this weekend. And veterans in Racine can now ride county buses for free with a new WISC Go card program. Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin will help vets get signed up for the program at their center on Yount Street. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddy Peralta surrendered a three-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. The first inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much in the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game. Nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.